بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وقائدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Once again, we are in this blessed gathering, the gathering of knowledge, the gathering of Iman, the gathering of a reminder, implementing the verse in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, indeed, the reminder benefits the believers. And I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these gatherings, and I ask Him to keep us constant in these gatherings, to remind ourselves about our true identity, who we are and what we are and what our purpose. And because of that, we are going through the series of those great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we could take as a great role model for us. And as you are aware, the companions and the majority of them that we had been speaking about, you realize something, they're all teenagers. And a teenager, when you talk about teenagers or youth, it's not the meaning or the concept that we have in our mind, a teenager or a youth. It's someone that in the age of 18, 17 or 19 or 20. But the teenagers and the youth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to, they go up to the age of 40. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنَفِيَّةِ السَّمْحَ وَنُصِرْتُ بِالشَّبَابِ. I was sent by the natural religion and I was supported by the teenagers, by the youth. They are those ones who stood by me. They are those ones who supported me. They are those ones who followed me. They are those ones who obeyed me. They are those ones who strived and sacrificed in the path of Allah. And then he says, وَخُذِلْتُ بِالشُّيُوخِ. I was let down by the oldies. Why? Because of the stubbornness that some, not all, but some do have, grabbing onto the culture and the traditions of their forefathers. And tonight, we have another great companion, another great teenager, another great follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man that became an example for the Muslims to the day of judgment, a man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him to be the first ambassador in Islam. Radiyallahu ta'ala an Mus'ab ibn Umair. Mus'ab ibn Umair. One of the first people to embrace Islam and one of the first people to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's from the people of Quraysh. A man, a teenager, that was to be described as a very spoiled teenager. He had a mother that she used to really spoil him. He used to wear the best of clothing. He used to put the best of perfumes. It was narrated that people would smell the perfume of Mus'ab from a distance away. Very spoiled. Living a very spoiling life. And then it was that day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to open the heart of Mus'ab to Islam. Where he went into the house of the Arqam, the house that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to use to gather the companions in Mecca secretly. It was Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to enter that house and to listen to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to the words of Allah coming out of the mouth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the only resort that was for Mus'ab is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And then the reaction of his mother comes when later on she finds out that his beloved, spoiled son Mus'ab became a Muslim. He became a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she approaches Mus'ab and she tells him, oh son, what's this news I hear about you? You're becoming a Muslim. So he said, oh mother, I became a Muslim and I witnessed that there's no God except Allah. And I witnessed that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah. And I call you now to testify this great testification and to be a savior from the hellfire. So his mother said, no, even if it was the last moment of my life to become a Muslim or a follower of Muhammad, I would never do. And she wanted to punish him. So her punishment to Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is to take away all the spoiling tools and gear from Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to forbid Mus'ab wearing the clothes that she gave him. And to forbid Mus'ab to use the perfumes that she gave him. And to leave Mus'ab live a poor, rough life. Maybe this will turn him away from the deen of Muhammad. But she forgot her and her example that the deen of Muhammad enters in the deepest point of the heart. And no matter what happens in this world, and no matter what is taken away from this world, from the people of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing will ever take them away from their deen. So she punished him with that punishment. She took all the clothing, all the perfumes away from Mus'ab. So from being the most spoiled teenager in Mecca, into being the hardest living teenager in Mecca. That he came once to a gathering where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with and the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he comes in with rough clothing. They look very old, rough clothing. And all the companions were amazed. We've never seen this man. We've never seen this man in this figure. We've never seen this man in this appearance. We usually see him in the most expensive clothes. We used to smell his perfume, the most expensive perfume. And now, he's in the most cheapest clothing. So they looked at him, and everyone put their heads down. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him, and he cried, he said, Ba Allah, I used to see Mus'ab to be the most spoiled teenager in Mecca. And look at him now. He left that all for the love of Allah and his Prophet. By Allah, I used to see Mus'ab to be the most spoiled teenager in Mecca with his clothing and his appearance and his perfume. And look at him now. He left that for the love of Allah and for the love of his Prophet. For the love of Allah and for the love of his Prophet. Let's ask ourselves that question. How much are we willing to sacrifice for the love of Allah and the love of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And then it was that time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the light of Islam to enter a new city by the name of Yathrib, that later on was called Medina. And the people of Yathrib came to Mecca to perform pilgrimage as they had before then. And then the hear from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam calls him to Islam and calls him to believe in Allah and to believe in him as the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. So the response of the people of Medina is to say, by Allah, He is that Prophet that the Jews all the time threaten you by. Because the Jews used to live around Medina. And Medina, there used to be Arabs and Jews. And every time the Arabs fought against the Jews threatened the Arab by saying, soon a Prophet is going to come out and we're going to destroy you, the way Ad and Thamud was destroyed. So when they heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they said between each other, let us be the first people to give him the pledge before they come, which are the Jews, and give him the pledge. So they became Muslims. 12 of them, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then they went back to Medina. But obviously, then they need to learn more about Islam. Then they need someone to teach them about Islam. So they asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to send them a man to teach him the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to show them the right path. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose from his best men a great companion. It was Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was later on to be called awwalu safirin fil Islam, the first ambassador. The first ambassador of Islam. The first ambassador of Islam in Islam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he'll sacrifice and also leave Mecca to go to Medina, to teach the people of Medina their religion, to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invite people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the next year over 70 companions from Medina came to give the pledge to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From among those, they were the leaders of Medina. The leaders of Medina also became Muslims on the hand of Mus'ab bin Umair. Like Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and As'ad ibn Zarara and Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Usayd and Sa'd were the two leaders of Medina, the most respected and honored leaders in Medina. And when Usayd heard that there's a man from Mecca calling people to a new religion, he got so angry. And when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh heard that, he got even more angry. And what made Sa'd even get more angry, that the one that's protecting Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an, and the one that's given hospitality to Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an, is his first cousin, by the name of As'ad radiallahu ta'ala an. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh did not want to approach Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu because his cousin is looking after him. So he pushed Usayd. And he told Usayd, go and see that man and kick him out of our city and tell him to go back where he came from. He's coming saying all these weird things that we never heard before. So Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he saw Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu with As'ad ibn Zarara preaching to people, reading the Quran. So Usayd came in an aggressive and harsh way, speaking to As'ad, telling him, who is this man that you brought to our city? And what is he doing here? You looking after him? He changed the thoughts and the religion of our people. And he's coming with fear, he's coming with things that we never heard before. And he's disgracing our belief. Who's this man that you're with? Ask him to leave right now. So Mus'ab, with his wisdom that he was taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told Usayd, he said, come, sit down, listen from us. If you like it, accept it. And if you don't like it, then we'll keep away from what you don't like. See the hikmah? It reminds me of the story of Yusuf Estes. When he first became a Muslim, the man told him, listen, I'll tell you what's in my religion. If you like, you become a follower of my religion. Hikmah, wisdom. And that's how you give da'wah and preach to people. He told him, listen to what we have. If you like it, accept it. And if you don't like it, then we'll keep away from what you don't like. And it will give you what you want. So he said, okay. He sat down. And then it was the light of the Quran al-Kareem to come out of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reading those verses from the Holy Quran to Usaid ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala an. And then the only thing it was for Usaid to say, where did you get words like this from? I've never heard words like this. I never thought that a mankind could put words like that. Indeed, these are words of Allah. These are the words of one Lord that's worthy to be worshipped. What do you do? What do you do for someone that wants to, what someone has to do to follow your religion? So they told him, go and have a shower and then testify that there's no God except Allah and Muhammad, his prophet. So he did so and came back and testified the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But this man now is stuck. He was pushed by Sa'd ibn Mu'adh to come and change this person. Now this person changed him. So what does he do? He went back. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh saw Usaid from far away. He said, but Allah, Usaid came with a different face that he left his with. And then Usaid did not know how to approach Sa'd and tell him, I became a Muslim. When you send me this, I could kick him out of the city. I became his follower. So what do I do? So Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his wisdom, he told Sa'd, O Sa'd, the people of Medina are turning against your cousin. And who's his cousin? Is the one that's given hospitality to Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. O Sa'd, the people of Medina are turning against your cousin because he's given hospitality to this man that came out of Medina, came from Mecca. And they are turning against him and they might kill him. So do something before it's too late. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh got angry. And the Jahiliyyah took him. He's from my cousin. So he ran. Thinking what? That the people of Medina are taking his cousin. So when he arrived to the gathering, he saw Mus'ab and As'ad radiallahu ta'ala sitting down in a tranquility gathering. So he said, there's something wrong here. I was expecting swords and fight and loud noises. And now these people are sitting down in the happiest scene. What's going on here? So Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu called Sa'd. And he also recited the Quran to Sa'd. And the only thing that was for Sa'd is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And Sa'd is that companion that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about his death, this is a man that the throne of Allah shook because of his death. In whose Hasanat is he? Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an. And then Sa'd went to his tribe. He was the leader of his tribe in Medina. And he called them and gathered them, men and women and youngsters. And then he said, what do you say about me? What's my status among you? So they said, you're our leader, the son of our leader. You are the generous man, the son of the generous man. So he said, By Allah, everything from you is haram on me until every single one of you becomes a Muslim. So they all became a Muslim because of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an. Awwal safir fil Islam, the first ambassador of Islam in Islam, radiallahu ta'ala an Sa'd, and radiallahu ta'ala an Usaid, radiallahu ta'ala an As'ad, radiallahu ta'ala and that companion that brought all of them to Islam, Mus'ab ibn Umayr. And then, it was one of the battles, the battle of Uhud, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marched out of Medina to face a great army with a great number, twice as the number of the believers, fighting against the non-believers of Quraysh. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to give the flag to a special companion. And when the flag is given to someone, that's an honor for that person. And people used to fight over that flag because it's an honor. He is like the general of the army. So out of all the people who are present in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he chose Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he gave the flag to Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to carry it in the battle of Uhud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised victory for those ones who give victory to Allah and His Prophet. And yes, indeed, the way Allah gave victory to the believers in Badr, He gave it to the believers in Uhud at the beginning. But when the believers disobeyed the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him a very, very intense lesson that would never forget, and the Muslims after them to the Day of Judgment never ever disobey the Prophet or the leader. Where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam assigned 50 companions on a mountain to protect the believers from the non-believers coming from behind them. But when the believers, the 50 companions that were standing on the mountain, saw that the believers are winning the battle, so they said, what do we need to stand here for? Let us go and collect the booty like the rest of the companions, or else we'll miss out on the booty. And what? They forgot what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them. Never, ever move from that mountain unless I'll tell you so. That was the order of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the battle of Uhud. Do not move out of this mountain, no matter what the circumstances were, whether we are winning or losing, unless I send you the orders to do so. And the leader that was assigned radiallahu ta'ala anhu obeyed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he was disobeyed by the people that was with him. And when they saw the victory was to the side of the believers, and the non-believers are retreating and running away from the battle scene, they said, what are we standing here for? Let us go and collect the booty the way the rest of the believers are collecting the booty. And their leader said, do not move unless the order comes from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they disobeyed him and disobeyed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. So as the non-believers came from behind the believers, killed as few companions that stayed behind on the mountain and came from behind of the believers and the Muslims and attacked them. So the other believers on the other side, when they saw the non-believers, their army attacking the believers from behind, they turned their backs and attacked the believers from the other side. And the battle went out of hands. And the lines of the Muslims went out of control. And the rumor came out that Muhammad had been killed. And the companions, a lot of their motivation was lost. Some of them even sat down and said, what should we fight? After the death of Muhammad, that one of the companions, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw a group of companions sitting down. He said, why aren't you fighting to uphold the deen of Allah? Why aren't you fighting in this battlefield? So they said, Muhammad had passed away. Why should we fight after his death? Then he said, then why should you live after his death? Go and fight and die the way that Muhammad died. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was a great, great battle with great examples in that battle. And one of those great examples and stands was Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He carried the flag, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hand carries the flag, one hand fights in the path of Allah. So the non-believers came and chopped his hand that was carrying the flag. The flag fell on the ground. And Mus'ab will deny and not accept to see the flag of Islam fall on the ground. So he grabs it with his left hand. So they come and chop his left hand. He lost his first hand. And now he lost his second hand. But this did not stop him from grabbing the flag. He grabbed the flag with his two left overarms. He grabbed it and pulled it to his chest until they came from behind and chopped him and made him fall into the ground. That's the stance of the believers. With the last blood in their life, they'll fight for this deen. With the last moment of their life, they'll still uphold this deen. With the last dollar in their life, they'll still spend it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. With the last energy they have in their life, they'll still put it for Allah so they could face Allah and enter the paradise. That's a true believer. That's a true Muslim. Sacrifices to Allah. Strives in the path of Allah. Puts the time and effort to uphold the deen of Allah. You think Allah gave victory to the believers? And Allah opened this sword on the hands of the believers because they were sitting at home the way we do? Or because they were lazy the way we are? Or because they were selfish the way we sometimes are? It's because of this effort, because of the sacrifice, because of the striving, because of the love to Allah and His Prophet. And it was after that battle where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is walking around the battlefield with a broken heart and crying eyes, seeing Allah of the companions being dead and Allah of them being slaughtered, lying on the ground, and then he'll see one of his beloved men that he loved so much, Mus'ab ibn Umair, dead on the ground with his hands chopped. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants to cover Mus'ab ibn Umair. It's not fair to leave him uncovered. So he wanted to cover Mus'ab ibn Umair. So he covers Mus'ab ibn Umair with a cloth that Mus'ab ibn Umair had on him. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrate that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to cover Mus'ab with this cloth. Every time he covers his face, his feet uncover. And every time he covers his feet, his face uncover. The cloth was not long enough to cover his whole body. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cry and say, "By Allah, I used to see this man to be the most spoiled teenager in Mecca." And he left all that for the love of Allah and the love of his Prophet. By Allah, I witness that this man is the martyr, the shaheed in the day of judgment. I witness that this man is the shaheed on the day of judgment. I witness that this man, Mus'ab ibn Umair, is the shaheed on the day of judgment. And because of people like Mus'ab, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed a great verse describing the example of Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an, and the example of the followers of Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Min al mu'minina rijal. Min al mu'minina rijal. From among the believers there are men. From among the believers there are men. Oh Allah, tell us, who are those men? Are those men the men that we have in our mind? Big muscles, good cars, a lot of money, mean looks? No. Min al mu'mineen rijal. I guarantee you, Mus'ab wasn't like that. Min al mu'mineen rijal. Sadaqu ma ahadullaha alayh. They had fulfilled their promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a promise to Allah. They are Allah. We are Muslims. And because we are Muslims, we'll sacrifice our love for your sake. So they made that promise, as we did do that promise, but they fulfilled that promise, and we didn't. من المؤمنين رجال. From among the believers, there are men. Why? Because all the believers make a promise with Allah. And the only reason that we became Muslims is because we made that promise with Allah, that, oh Allah, we are believers because we love you and love your Prophet. And because of that love, we'll sacrifice everything we have in our life. That's a promise that every believer made. But not all believers are men. Why? Because not all believers fulfill the promise to Allah. Not all believers show Allah Azza wa Jal what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from them. And that's why Allah said, من المؤمنين رجال. Not all the believers are men, but from among the believers, there are men. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They had fulfilled the promise and the pledge that they gave to Allah. منهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. Some of them, from those men, had passed away in the path of Allah. And some are still waiting for that moment and chance to pass away in the path of Allah. من المؤمنين الرجال. Not all believers are men, but there are men from among the believers, there are men. They fulfill the promise to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they truly show Allah. They love Him and love His Prophet. We say a lot that we love Allah. And we say a lot that we love His Prophet. But we act very little. And that's not a man. That's a believer, but not a true man. A true man in front of Allah is the one that acts more than what they say. Like Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala an, gave his wealth, gave his luxury, gave his happiness for the sake of the love of Allah and His Prophet. And that's why Allah called him a man. And men like this, Allah had prepared for them al-firdaws al-a'la in the paradise. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is about sacrifice. It's about sacrifice. And the minimal sacrifice you could sacrifice is to sacrifice something that you're not even paying for. Your time. Sacrifice your time for Allah. Sacrifice a bit of the energy that Allah had created for you, for His deen. For the sake of upholding the deen of Allah. By calling people to Allah. By reminding people about Islam. By coming and filling up this mosque. This mosque is built with men, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem. This mosque is built by men. It's built by men, not by putting the bricks and putting the windows and the roof, but it's being built by men by attending these houses of Allah. Sacrifice to Allah. Put your time for Allah. Put the effort for Allah. Utilize the energy that Allah had created for His sake. Spread the word of Islam. Show the true image of Islam. And don't you ever be shy that you're a Muslim. Don't you ever be shy that your name is a Muslim. Don't you ever hesitate to say it out loud and proud that I am a Muslim. A follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I invite you to my religion. And I invite you to my religion. Especially at this time and era. Take these companions that we speak about as an example for us. They went through a lot of hardships. And what we're going through these days is nowhere near what they went. They went through a lot of hardships and they stood firm. And Ali stood firm. And they stood strong and Ali stood strong. And they stayed steadfast and they were Ali steadfast. Ikhwani, let's take them as our example. Let's preach to Allah and show the true image of Islam. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات انصر الإسلام والمسلمين دمر الكفرة والملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم أنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين